Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Lee Maintenance. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got the man here for the White Sox, Galvin Sheets. How we doing?
Good. How about you?
Just fine. What's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been incredible. Obviously, to be on a team that's as good as much talent as we have in this clubhouse and, you know, kind of soak it all up from day one has been incredible.
Okay. And, you know, yeah, I used to coach college baseball. Scouted five major league teams. Always told my guys, quickest way to the big leagues was pitching and catching. Mm-hmm. What you got to say about that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the name of the game. I mean, if you can do that, then you got a shot. But, also it's just the work out there that it takes, you know, working hard every day, off season, in season, just making sure every game you're ready to go.
You know, a lot of guys think once again, you get drafted, you're in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand the dues you guys got to pay to get here.
Yeah, it's a grind. You know, obviously you get drafted and you go to low A and then high A, and it's a lot of really good players that you got to beat to get here. There's a reason there's only 750 of us. And so you got to embrace the grind, you got to enjoy it. And then, you know, when you get here and you get to see all the work that you put in kind of pay off, it's really rewarding.
And, you know, that got to be kind of, you know, I see a lot of guys get 40 plus years in the game. A lot of guys come off their high school team, they just start a team, they go to college. They wanted top players, and then they get down in the minor leagues, and you're just an average player with a whole bunch of other good ball players.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you realize when you get to pro ball. It's how many good talent there is, and you're not just competing against guys in the United States either. It's, you know, you got the Dominican Republic, Japan, Cuba, everything. And so, you know, not only are you one of the best in the country, but you got to be one of the best in the world. And that's the cool thing about this clubhouse. We got guys from all over the place, and just a lot of really good talent here.
You know, most guys, they get 1-2 years in the big leagues. I mean, you know, you had a few years under your belt now. Mm-hmm. What's the key to your success?
Never taking it for granted. You know, just trying to be better every year. Work on your strengths, but also try to fix your weaknesses. And I think that's the biggest thing. You know, guys don't like to pay attention to their weaknesses. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, just improve all over the place.
Who were some of your mentors coming up along the way?
Definitely my dad. He played, and so obviously having him as a mentor and get to learn the game from him and be around him. And just all my coaches, Wake Forest, I went there, and, you know, the coaches there were incredible for me to this point. And, just trying to take in everything that I can.
Wake Forest, you was out there with big boys.
Yeah, I loved it there. Had an unbelievable time there. Obviously a great facility, great campus, and played in the ACC, which is some of the best baseball. So getting to play there and learn from those guys was incredible.
So, you know, playing around crowds and all that energy, that was just, you know, yeah, when you got over here.
Exactly. It was part of it. And, I mean, that's, you know, those are the games you enjoy, you know, the sellouts, the packed houses, whether it's college, pro ball, you know, playoffs last year. You know, those are the days that you prepare for and that you want to play in. And, Wake prepared me well for that, and it's been incredible.
So what about the scouts? What did you do to get on the scouts radar?
Obviously, the first thing is, you know, you never know who's watching. You know, they might be there to see one guy play, and then all of a sudden you have a great game. And my dad always told me, you never know who's watching. They might not be there for you, but by the end of the game, you hope that they are there for you. So that's just part of the process and going out every day and giving it your best effort and, taking it from there.
Sounds like your dad was in some of my team meetings.
That's about right. Yep.
So, I mean, when you think about it, think about your experience, think about what you've been through, what would you give in exchange for this experience?
What do I give in exchange for it? Nothing. I mean, this is what it's all about. This is playing baseball at the highest level in front of fans, on a team, a winning team like this. It's what it's all about.
You sometimes just walk out there and pinch yourself like, I'm really here?
Absolutely. It never gets old. No matter how many days here, you know, I'm still fresh to this, but, you know, even the guys like Lance Lynn and those guys, they said it never gets old. And that's the fun part.
I'm not going to hold you long. I know you got to get ready for tonight's ball game, but let me take you back to that day that you got the call that you were going to the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
You walked in that locker room for the very first time and saw your uniforms hanging up. What was that feeling like?
It's pretty special. You know, obviously you think back of, you know, your first little league game, and you think back of, you know, your first big league game in terms of going there to see as a fan and, to see your jersey hanging up, that's when it really hits you. And, what an incredible moment. And, it's just a lot of hard work paying off.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I did. I did when I got the call.
So. I finally got somebody admitted.
Yep. So it was pretty awesome.
Coach, taking behind the scenes with the man GS.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, appreciate it.